Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about two kinds of passion. You know, you hear people talking about their passion for their small business, and you've got to be passionate if you're going to own your if you're going to be a small business owner. You hear about that all the time, but you only hear people talk about having passion, right? And it's almost always focused on one thing. Well, I've been doing this long enough to know that it takes two kinds. And over the years, as I've talked with many a budding entrepreneur about how to start their business, it continues to amaze me how many haven't conducted anywhere near close to a prudent amount of research or due diligence on their baby, this new business baby they're making. Indeed, they often act as if they must get their business going right now or they will just pop. This kind of impatience, my friends, is dangerous. So I do my best to talk them down off that ledge. And I walk the fine line of tough love between slowing them down to the speed of reason and smacking their entrepreneurial passion into a wall. It's a fine line. When would-be business owners get that faraway look in their eyes at this impetuous stage, they have plenty of passion for what the business does. They can't wait to sell suits or manufacture plastic parts or bake bagels or whatever your passion is. Whatever, fill in the blank there for yourself. And passion for what they want to do is not only a good thing, it's essential. That's the passion that people talk about. But without a healthy interest in, if not an attraction for, business fundamentals, passion has only slightly more value than a dream. In truth, my friends, if the balance between your baby and operating fundamentals gets out of whack, if the passion that you have for both of those gets out of whack, if it gets out of balance, that's when your dream becomes a nightmare. Now, please, folks, trust me. I've had to make payments on one or two of my nightmares after the thrill was gone, so I know what I'm talking about. So this will be on the test. Success as a small business owner requires two kinds of passion. First, the love of what you want to do, your baby. If you haven't been a mother, this is akin to how a mother loves her newborn, and it's the easy kind. Spoiler alert, it's too easy. Loving what you do, that's easy. Number two, the second kind of passion. This kind is less adorable, but in no way less important. This is passion for becoming an operating professional. It makes you dedicated to learning and practicing management fundamentals. This passion, if done right, you'll actually acquire a peaceful acceptance of a return on investment timeline that pushes the deferred gratification envelope beyond what you ever thought possible, let alone accepted. What I'm talking about there, folks, is you'll be passionate. After you're through selling stuff, you'll be passionate about making sure you manage what you sell. See, I told you it was less adorable, right? Well, the closest kin to this kind of passion is that which is required of parents to love their teenagers during those times when you don't like them very much, but you still love them anyway. That's that second kind of passion about the fundamentals. It's critical for a starry-eyed startup to distinguish between and be dedicated to both passions. Because passion for what you sell won't be enough. passion for what you do won't cut it when payables exceeds receivables. When you're making payroll and there isn't enough cash because you didn't manage the cash. Is it Friday already? Or when customers are the most difficult. Or when an employee becomes part of the problem. Or when your bank loan request must have current financial statements, including a 12-month cash flow projection showing how the bank will be repaid. All those examples are examples of when you weren't passionate enough about the fundamentals. Brace yourself, folks. That list is like a What's Inside teaser on the cover of a very thick catalog of abiding small business operating challenges. There are many of them. There are hundreds of them. There are thousands of them. There might be millions of them, of things that you have to deal with in the operation of your business. And if you're not passionate about becoming a professional at managing the fundamentals that not only deal with those challenges, but actually prevent them so that you can take them in stride so you don't have crisis management. If you're not also passionate about that, then you've got a problem. Fending off these challenges, folks, will require you to deliver on the management fundamentals you became good at because you had that second kind of passion. You became a high-performing professional business owner. A high-performing professional business owner. Not just someone who dreamed of being one. You were passionate about what you do. Not just passionate about how you do it. So, my friends, think about that. Every business has the fun stuff, the product stuff, the selling, the customer stuff, the things you take to market. You're so excited about it. Come look at what our new product line, right? Look at our new display. Look at our new advertisement. Look at our social media strategy. That's the fun stuff. That's the easy passion. But sustained business success year after year requires passion for what you do and for how you do it. Think about that, folks. If you don't have passion for both of those, it'd be hard to sustain your success. If you're short on either one of them, you're having trouble, get some help. Find somebody who can help you with that. Because both jobs have to be done. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. You bring a strong man to his agony.
You make the younger mama cry. You got... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.